In the name of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So today marks some celebrations. It's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. There's nothing like a mom's love. Mother's Day makes us think about the changes of time and the unchanging love of moms. And happy Mother's Day to all of you. Moms here online, happy Mother's Day to mothers and grandmothers in heaven. We remember that Jesus himself, right, loved and cherished his own mother. At his last moments on the cross, he provided for Mary as a good son. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, is a wonderful example of a mother's care. Mary consistently throughout the Gospels, and we find her even in the book of Acts, loves her son, fervently believes in God. And we give thanks today for mothers of faith in God. Like Mary. Mothers and fathers love to see what? They love to see their children achieve. And parents celebrate their children's achievement. And you know, Mother's Day traditionally here in this country occurs right around a time of achievement, right? We're all seeing all over graduation season. Many colleges and schools are celebrating graduation this weekend. Mothers are proud of their kids who graduate, of all of their kids' achievements. And today it's fitting, right? There's another celebration. We celebrate an achievement. It's an achievement of a dutiful, observant son, a son who is disciplined, a son who did the right thing, a son who accomplished so much in such a short time. And like his own mother, who is always proud of this son, and like moms out there proud of their children, aren't we today proud? Take time to be proud of his achievement. Today marks the ascension of Jesus Christ. It's really the achievement of Jesus, God's son, the son of Mary. Jesus ascends to heaven where he sits in glory at the right hand of God. Jesus has finished his course of salvation. He has saved us and the world, even his enemies from sin and death through his death on the cross, through his resurrection from the tomb, through the power and the presence of the living life of God. And he has done, scripture says, all things well. And he's earned for us all of that good stuff, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. And our three Bible readings today tell us about this ascension, this achievement of Jesus. Our first reading from Acts, Jesus is lifted up. He's out of sight. Think about that. He's out of sight. Jesus, he's there. Wow. Our second reading from Ephesians proclaims that Jesus then is seated where? At the right hand of God, the special seat. And Jesus, remember in his own life, said, don't take that special seat. You got to be asked and invited to take it. And isn't he invited now by the Father to take the special seat of power and honor. And Jesus accepts. He's earned that place. He's earned it through humility. There's a lesson there for us, isn't there? Our gospel reading from Luke shows us how Jesus blesses his disciples even as he's carried up into heaven. He's carried up and blessing them the whole time. And all three of our scripture passages today and our hymns, they all declare, don't they? Jesus ascends. Jesus achieves. You know, what do we normally call a graduation? It's kind of a twist, right? We normally call it a commencement. And a commencement, it means to begin, to commence. And while we might think of graduation as an ending, as the end of studies of college or high school, or whatever path we're on, really graduation, isn't it? It's a commencement. You walk across the stage and hopefully you keep going. You don't just stay there. And you keep going into a career and into a life trying to make the best. A new beginning that follows achievement. Graduation, achievement, commencement, new beginning. That's a good way, isn't it, to approach what this ascension and achievement of Jesus means. Jesus has completed his course of salvation. He's graduated over sin and death. As Hebrew puts it in the New Testament, looking to Jesus, who's the founder and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and is seated at the right hand of God for joy. For joy, for that achievement. He did all of this on the cross for that achievement. And Jesus ascends to heaven, achieves glory and power and might, as we heard in our second reading. There is nothing beyond Jesus' power. Our second reading makes it clear. And this move on up to heaven at the right hand of God is a commencement. Is it not? It is a commencement, a new beginning. Because now what does the ascension mean? That Jesus' power and his presence can be wherever he wants it to be. And where does he want it to be? With his word, with his spirit, everywhere. While they were gazing into heaven as Jesus went, behold, two men stood by them in robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up?" Did you notice that detail? Why do you stand looking up? This Jesus who is taken from you into heaven will in the same way return to you from heaven. Jesus' ascension, his achievement, his commencement, the disciples are looking up into heaven, sort of amazed by it all. And who wouldn't be? It's where Jesus ascends. And don't we look up and sort of stand in pride in others' achievements? Don't we do that? Moms do that. Dads do that. Achievements like anniversaries and graduations. Graduations, commencements, anniversaries. We look back at those through pictures, through good memories, in order to look forward to where we are today. Perhaps new possibilities. Jesus has gone up to heaven. They stand there in awe in the achievement of Jesus. It must have been remarkable. And the two angels say, well, why do you just stand there? He'll come back the same way. Don't worry about it. He'll return. He will come back in glory. And he will return, and he will make that final pronouncement over death, and death then will really be no more. And he will give a new heaven and a new earth as the Bible ends when Jesus returns. It promises it now. And until then, we stand there, right, and we celebrate ascension, achievement. We look forward to his return. You could put it this way, as Christians, that we know the ending, don't we? We know the ending. There are no surprises for us. Jesus has finished the race of salvation. He will return in majesty. We do in Christ have a happy ending of eternal life. There is always a new beginning, a new heaven, and a new earth. We don't need to look up to the future in worry. The ascended Jesus is Lord of that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll come back the same way he went up, just to make the point clear. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And that's why in our gospel reading today, at this great achievement of Jesus, at his ascension, the two angelic messengers of God ask his followers why they just stand there looking up into heaven. Jesus has gone up. Jesus will return in glory. Even now, for those who believe, heaven is ours through faith in Jesus. Jesus is the way up and down for us. We got it. Our future is secure in eternal life in that presence of Jesus. He's always the same. And the disciples stand and gaze at that, don't they, into heaven. When what does God's word invite them to do? You've got that. Actually, Jesus has got that for you. So here's what you do, disciples. Go on and look outward. You know, the first name given to the disciples in the book of Acts after the ascension, the first name really for Christians, is not standing, people. It's the way. The way. Blessed are those, the psalmist says, who walk in the way of the Lord. See, Jesus has walked all the way to God for us, has he not? The path is clear. We walk now in Jesus. We are on the way. Christians walk in the way of Jesus. And what does John's gospel call Jesus? The way and the truth and the life. And we walk in with and under this way. And he's walked before us.
and he's walked ahead of us, and he's walking under us, and he's walking over us. Ephesians makes that clear. And we live and move in his being, do we not? And we walk and we believe all the way to eternal life. It does no good then. It does no good. And God wants our good. It does no good to worry about the future. No good. The ascended Jesus has done it. Jesus, after all, ascends and achieves victory over our fear. And you know, what's the other side of that? It doesn't do any good either to dwell in a past that is no more. Jesus has died. He is risen. He will come again. And while we can't change the past, doesn't Jesus do something better than changing the past? He forgives our past. Jesus directs us to the present. Jesus holds the future in his hands. And so the angelic messengers, they say, look around then. The up and the down and the with and the under is covered. Look around. See the good works, as scripture says, that God has prepared in advance for us to do. Like those first disciples, walk with Jesus. Let him lead you to others in new surprises. And let me tell you, the book of Acts is full of the disciples on the way of Jesus encountering all kinds of strangers and weirdos and enemies who become friends in Jesus Christ. Isn't that the way that we are guided? Why do moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas celebrate the achievements of their children? Aren't they proud? They want their kids, though, to do better and better. Why do we celebrate the achievement of Jesus today? His achievement, ascension at the right hand of the throne of God. Number one, we're proud of Jesus. We're proud of him. We're proud of what he's done for you and for me and for the world. We look to Jesus for strength and power. And don't we want to do better? Don't we want to do better too for Jesus? To be better for Jesus? Doesn't this inspire us? The book of Acts in the New Testament begins with our first reading today, the ascension of Jesus. That's where it starts. That's a commencement of the whole book with Jesus going up to heaven. And the disciples could say, well, I don't know what we do now, or I don't know where we're going to go. No, they go on the way in the spirit with Jesus. And where does the book of Acts end? God's word being heard and received all the way from Jerusalem to Rome, the New York City of the day. That's where the book of Acts ends. Jesus Christ in Rome. Today, the same word of God, the saving word of Jesus, is heard and received in Rome, isn't it? In New York. What an achievement of Jesus by the Holy Spirit. This ascension, this achievement, it's our commencement. When we get to commence and begin again, on Ascension Day 2024, to follow Jesus, no matter what the age, to be better in, with, and under Jesus, to serve him, to find him, to receive him, to do the good he's prepared for us to do for him. After all, it's the ascension of Jesus. It's his achievement. To Christ be the glory for all of it. Amen.